This year, the Nobel Peace Prize winner may not be able to deliver an acceptance speech in Norway because he's in prison.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2010 to Liu Xiaobo for his long and non-violent struggle for fundamental human rights in China.
Liu Xiaobo is serving an 11-year prison sentence for inciting subversion of state power in China. From the most powerful man in the world last year to a powerless man today, what's the intent of the Nobel Committee? And will winning the Peace Prize help to get Liu out of jail? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, October 8th. John, we have the very first Chinese citizen Nobel Peace Prize.
That's interesting. And the Nobel Prize Committee may be making him a little less powerful by giving him, or a little more powerful, a little less powerless by giving him this prize.
And maybe that was the intent. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded, as we said, to Liu Xiaobo of China. The Nobel Committee chairman made the announcement last hour.
For over two decades, Liu Xiaobo has been a strong spokesman for the application of fundamental human rights in China.
The committee recognized Liu, quote, for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China. And joining us now is Professor Paul Martin, Professor and Director for Human Rights Studies at Barnard College at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your initial reaction to the choice of Liu Xiaobo?
My initial reaction is really a little bit, I'm glad for the courage they actually took to make the nomination, because I think the China's government threatening like this reveals a little bit of insecurity on their part. And I think making the nomination then puts the Chinese in a position to have to think about what they do to their dissidents at home.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about this much more with you in just a moment. Paul Martin, stay with us.
And let's look at some other headlines. The United States relies on private security firms in Afghanistan that have inadvertently financed criminal networks, including the Taliban, according to a Senate investigation report. More than 26,000 private security employees in Afghanistan, the report finds nearly all of them are tied to militias of local warlords and other powerful Afghan figures, including insurgents. The death toll from twin bombings at a Sufi shrine in southern Pakistan continues to rise. Officials say at least 9 people have been killed and dozens wounded. Pakistan's Taliban has claimed responsibility for this attack.
The first of 3 shafts being drilled down to the 33 trapped miners in Chile could reach them by tomorrow. Chile's mining minister says the drill has only 90 meters to go, and once it's complete, engineers will assess how safe the shaft is before bringing the miners to the surface.
New unemployment numbers for the month of September here in the U.S. are released this morning. Unlike yesterday's marginally positive weekly numbers, economists expect this report to be weak and for the nation's unemployment rate to rise to 9.7%.
The government ended its 2010 fiscal year with a deficit of nearly $1.3 trillion. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. However, the 2010 year came in $125 billion below 2009. That's when the deficit was the worst on record since World War II. And one reason the deficit is so large, the government sent about 89,000 checks of $250 each to dead or incarcerated people through the economic stimulus plan. The Social Security Administration says more than $22 million in checks were mailed to ineligible recipients.
It's hard to stimulate dead people.
Oops.
It's really hard.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 10,948, the S&P at 1,158, and the NASDAQ at 2,383. Later on this hour, the stars of the new John Lennon film, Nowhere Boy, are going to sit down with us and discuss the Liverpool haunts of the late, great Beatle when he was a young man in Liverpool. Lennon would have celebrated his 70th birthday this weekend.
But coming up, the 2010 Nobel Peace Prize awarded to jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo earlier today. Would you have given this year's recipient to would you have chosen a different recipient for this year's prize? Who would have you given it to? We have more on the life and work of Liu Xiaobo coming up, but weigh in at thetakeaway.org or at 877-869-8253. That's 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.